This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Center has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of fake fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as force tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy, and to ensure stability in farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and affordable prices. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated four prominent personalities to the Rajya Sabha from the fields of arts, literature, science, and social services. The distinguished figures include eminent lawyer Ujjwal Devrao Nikam, social worker C. Sadanand Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla, and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the four renowned personalities on being nominated to the Upper House of Parliament. Railways has decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passenger safety. The decision was taken after Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed the progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. Mr. Ashwini Vaishnaw approved the installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locos. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. He said the demand for BrahMos missiles has increased in foreign countries. The Defence Minister was speaking after unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College in Lucknow today.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हुआ उसके बाद दुनिया के लगभग 14 देशों ने भारत से ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मांग की है ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल अब लखनऊ से भी एक्सपोर्ट की जाएगी यह फैसिलिटी रक्षा क्षेत्र में हमारी आत्मनिर्भरता है उसको मजबूती देगी और साथ ही इससे रोजगार का भी सृजन होगा और मेरा प्रयास यही है कि यहां और इंडस्ट्रीज भी आएं ताकि लखनऊ के साथ-साथ प्रदेश का भी तेजी से विकास हो
The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the AXIM-4 mission will begin tomorrow. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. IST. Shubhanshu Shukla on the International Space Station in a farewell ceremony for AXIM-4 mission today said India looks full of ambition, fearless, confident and full of pride from space, astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla. Reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma in 1984 said, India still looks sare jahan se acha from above. The European Union, that is EU and Mexico, have expressed disappointment at US President Donald Trump's threat to impose 30% tariffs on their imports from the 1st of next month. EU's chief Ursula von der Leyen threatened to take proportionate countermeasures if needed. On the other hand, Mexico criticized what it called Trump's unfair deal and insisted its sovereignty was non-negotiable. Both said they wanted to keep negotiating with the US. Trump has warned he will impose even higher import taxes if either of the US trading partners decide to retaliate. This week, Trump also announced new tariffs on goods from Japan, South Korea, Canada and Brazil from next month. The Indian basketball team won its opening Group A match in the FIBA Women's Asia Cup 2025 Division B against Kazakhstan by an 85-68 scoreline at the Shenzhen Bay Sports Center in the People's Republic of China today. India's Pushpa Senthil Kumar top scored in the match with 23 points and was well supported by Satya Krishnamurthy and Sri Kalarani, who notched up 15 points each. This was the Indian women's basketball team's first appearance in the FIBA Asian Cup after 4 years. The Indian basketball team will face world number 6, Chinese Taipei, who beat Tahiti 122-38 in their opening match in the next FIBA Women's Asia Cup 2025 match tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.